Senate Chief Clerk Nangbolo Sengwe read the joint resolution on the mechanisms of the establishment of an extraordinary criminal court and a domestic corruption court for war and economic crimes.
1. That justice should prevail and there should be no impunity for those who bear the greatest responsibility for war crimes, crimes against humanity, other violations of international humanitarian law, and other domestic crimes which occurred during the Liberian civil crisis.
The Liberia Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, in 2009 recommended the establishment of a war crimes tribunal, but this has largely gone unheeded, particularly in the name of preserving the peace, while a number of accused of former combatants remained influential in the country. Senator Prince Johnson of Nema County, who previously expressed reservations about the creation of the court, signed at the last minute, but with reservations.
If you want to bring a war crime court, the best thing to do is to write the United Nations directly so that the UN can send an investigation team to go all over again to the countries to find out information about those people who may have committed heinous crime. But it should not be based on the TRC that is bogus. But since all of the countries have signed, they will go ahead and sign. After signing the document today, we are watching to see what will be the outcome.
Unlike Johnson, many senators are anticipating that the process will have a fruitful end. One of the optimistic senators is Bomi County Senator Edwin Snow, who was once sanctioned by the U.S. government for his support for former President Charles Taylor.
Let me start by thanking the president. Let me also thank you, Madam Pro Tem, for speaking to your colleague senators and giving us reason to sign a resolution for the War and Economic Crime Court. But Pro Tem, if you mean business, let's do business. Nobody should play politics with my signature on the War and Economic Crime Court in Liberia. If this war crime court will bring dignity to our country and will improve our raw condition, I sign for it today.
Senate Pro Tempore Nyombli Kanga Lawrence outlines some of the reasons for the Senate's unanimous decision.
We have heard all the crowds, the appeals and advocacies. We have read very sad stories and understand how difficult it has been for many to heal. Many have stayed and died in exile because they have not been able to see a sign of regrets and remorse for those devastating actions 21 years ago.
Adama Dempster, a justice campaigner and Secretary General of the Civil Society Human Rights Advocacy Platform of Liberia, describes the legislature's action as a new dawn for the people of Liberia.
The pace at which these things are happening, we never seen that before in our advocacy for more than a decade. This step is geared towards ending the culture of impunity that have continuously prevailed and lay room for more crimes to be committed in our country.
The Secretary General of the Liberian National Bar Association, Bono Vaman, supports the establishment of the War and Economic Crimes Court, but says there is a concern that needs to be addressed before the court can be established in Liberia.
What I know and I have researched so far is the fact that our law does not provide leverage to non-Liberians to practice law. And for what I see that has been taking place to establish this court will be something like a hybrid system. A hybrid system is where you have some international flavor and domestic flavor. So if you bring international judges here, then it means that we have to do some amendment of our law to give them the leverage under the law to practice law here.
Meanwhile, the resolution was sent again to the House of Representatives for concurrence after the Senate made amendments. The establishment of a war and economic crimes court is part of President Joseph Boakai's arrest agenda, an acronym representing agriculture, rules, rule of law, education, sanitation, and tourism. For VOA Daybreak Africa, I am Rita Jdobwe Duo in Monrovia.